The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with great value footwear, sports and leisure wear across all leading brands. Gear up for life at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Agus Falchuk, Ian Clark, coming Luke Glasgow, and a shock than a shall to meet Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And well, we're going to get down to business straight away because we've got a very special guest for you tonight, in former Donegal GAA chairman and Dunlow clubman Niall McCall. Niall received a President's Lifetime Award from the Ulster Council last weekend at their annual banquet. He's set to also receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Donegal GAA Board at their annual banquet this Saturday night.
Well, Niall, first of all, congratulations on your award. Great recognition, I'm sure. How does that feel?
Well, I suppose it's great to get an award, and it's all the more satisfying when you're getting it from the Ulster Council, and the inscription on it says for your services to club, county and province. So the three are rolled in together, and it's a presidential award that has only been started 7 years ago, and there's one person has been honoured at every dinner or ball, as they want to call it, since. And so I happened to get it this year, and glad to get it. And of course then, hot on the heels of that, of course, I got warned that the county were doing the same, which I certainly will appreciate.
Yeah, and of course you've already got a GAA National President's Award, haven't you?
I got the National Award in 2007, and I suppose there were three of us at that time from Ulster that got them, and anybody who is going to Ulster Council matches like yourself would know many of the stewards there, and one of the people that received that award was a fellow called Frank Kennedy from Dungannon, and Frank just died 3 weeks ago. And so it makes you think, you know, when you start getting them at this time, is there a message there written that you're supposed to believe? But no, I'm delighted to get it, and as well as the only thing is that if Madam herself were alive, it would make it all the sweeter.
Yeah, that's your late wife, Claire, obviously. Yes. And tell me now, obviously you mentioned it's for your contribution to province, county and club, and I suppose it did start with the club, didn't it?
Oh, it started with the club, you know. I was thinking because I had to do a piece for this coming weekend, and I picked up my first medal with Dunlow, a minor medal way back in 1956. And so that was the start. And then the following year was 57. We won the senior championship and won another one in 58. And there, and in those days, there was no underage minor. It was the only one. And I made the county minor team then in 57. And I suppose that's unusual, was that the late Johnny Wilson was in charge of the teams in Letterkenny, and Colin, my brother, who is a year younger than I am, he had made the minor team before I did, but then he went to school in Letterkenny, I went to College Dania in Galway, and it was all the boys from the Letterkenny McGrory Cup, but ended up as full back. So it started certainly with the club at that time, and Dunlow had a great crop of players. There were six rules from Dunlow on the minor team of 57. We got beat.
Oh, can you recall who they were?
Yeah, from Burton Port here, there was Colin, my brother, myself, Manus Ward, the late John Campbell, the late Joe O'Donnell, and Donald Boyle from Dunlow, and Dermot Logue was a sub. And I suppose the other interesting factor, a sub in that 57 team, was a boy from Gweedore called Oni McBride, who couldn't get on the minor team, and the Lagan Cup started in September of that year, and Oni was selected at right half forward on the Donegal senior team. It was a huge injustice at the time, and the late Charlie Campbell was driving us, and he certainly reared up on the mentors how they could keep a fella like Oni off, and he gave great services, and if we had him we'd probably have won the Ulster Championship.
Mm. So who was the big influences in your early life, going to national school, or was it when you went to college in Colashdeina that you first encountered Gaelic?
Well, it's interesting. I started playing football, of course. There was no television or anything else at that time that you could watch or anything else. And we had a football pitch up in Lekena there. But down in front of the Cooperage down there, there was a green area there, and we played football down in that place. Late John Joe Brennan, even though he had polio, John Joe was always in goals, and we had Aloysius, late Aloysius. Jimmy, my brother Colin Cahill, and that was where we kicked, and mind it wasn't football all the time, was anything you could stuff rags into and so forth. Then, as I said, there was no underage in the county at that particular time, and then when I went to college down then, they had an under-15 team, and I made that in the first year, and of course Gaelic football was very important from then on.
Mm. And of course, obviously, there have been quite a lot of Galway players, probably young men from Galway that probably went to school with you, that probably went on to play for Galway.
Well, certainly, you know, the majority of the students was a preparatory college, and the majority of the students were from Donegal. But you had Galway, you had Mayo, there were people then from Westmeath and so forth. And but again, it was preparatory. You had to do the preparatory exam at the time, which was quite difficult to get, because to get the exam and be successful, you had to get a very high mark in Oral Irish, and hence that was the reason I ended up in school in Gweedore, to brush up the Irish.
Yeah, so you went to school in Gweedore?
I spent 2 years at national school in Gweedore in Knockestoller with Johnny McGinley, and Johnny was very involved with the county board at that time. He was chairman as well, and it was the old school in Knockestoller, as you see it there passing by. And Johnny, the window in Johnny's room was easily closed and easily opened, because if Johnny saw somebody that he had to give instructions, it didn't make a difference who was in the classroom, he roared out the window. But he was dedicated, and we played football down there as well in Gweedore, and they had competitions going on between Lunya School, Knockestoller and so forth, and the huge amount of children coming in learning Irish. Yeah. So it was.
How did it go, a Ross's man in Gweedore at that time going to school?
Well, I wasn't the only Ross's man, you know, there were quite a few in it, you know.
Because that was at the height of the rivalry, wasn't it?
That was, well.
Between Dunlow and Gweedore.
Yeah. I went to school in Knockestoller in 1951. And I was there until 53, and I got the preparatory exam in 53, and then went to Galway 53 to 57, and then went into the training college in Dublin 57.
St. Pat's, was it?
St. Pat's, yeah. And qualified as a teacher in 59. Mm-hmm. So,
and was there football in St. Pat's?
There was. They had won the Dublin Championship in 1956, the year before I went there. Famous Aaron, Matty McDonough, John Joe Breslin from your own county, Martin Quealy from Clare, and Vincent's were the big team in Dublin at that time.
They were Aaron's Own, was it, or Aaron's Own?
Aaron's Hope.
Aaron's Hope, yeah.
Aaron's Hope. And they beat them in the championship at that time. And Ollie Freeney, Stitchie Ferguson, all those boys. There were 14 of the Vincent's team playing for Dublin at that time. But again, Aaron's Hope, Orns and Pat's, there was a great group of players that came together from all over Ireland. And secondary very quickly and was training underage teams. And we had a great period in the 60s. They had already won an under 16 team, and then we got three minor championships on the trot, 66, 67, 68. Won an under 14 championship in 66 as well. So tremendous teams, great footballers, but unfortunately emigration was the curse of the area. There was, you know, and if you take the teams that I talked about, 67, 68, basically the only two footballers that gave a lifetime service to the club that came out of that was Enda Bonner and Gerald McIlwee. All the rest, boys like Jim McIlwee qualified as a pharmacist, went to Mount Mellick. Danny Boyle went to Australia. James O'Hagan, who's back now, was overworking in London, even as a minor. James C. McCready stayed, went for a while working, and then left football at a very young age. But that was the course of the thing. You were losing players all the time.
Tato Geisha Leshan Clark, come and look, Les Gail, and Shachtan, shall meet Tom Comack. And my special guest tonight is Noel McCall, former Donegal County Chairman, former Ulster Council representative, and former championship with Dunlow, winner with Dunlow as well, a double championship winner with Dunlow, and believed to be a tasty cornerback in his time. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be back just in a moment.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with great value footwear, sports and leisure wear across all leading brands. Gear up for life at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilteoir Ash, Niall McCall is my special guest here tonight. Niall, obviously after your playing days you moved into administration, and I know but you were involved at county minor level, county minor board chairman, and then moved on to county senior chairman.
Yeah, I did 3 years as minor chairman, and again, it was, there were good teams just beginning to come along at that time, and I suppose one of the things we did do was we got a minor team to Dublin in to as a curtain raiser in 79, in front of Dublin and Kerry, and they were the two big teams, if you remember, at the end, you know. And the thanks to the late Jim King, who was secretary in Dublin when he heard the who we were, and that some of the boys had never been there before. So it was an eye-opener and so forth. There were good teams coming along. De La Salle was doing very well in Ballyshannon. Unions themselves were coming back again after going through a bad period. But it was a matter of getting them organised and making sure that the occasions didn't get the better of them. Spent 3 years at that time. I suppose the big thing is we also looked after the under 21s at that stage, and I did from 78 to 80, and then remained on as a vice chairman of that. And we had a very good under 21 team coming along. And the senior board decided that minor board should be looking after underage, and that we shouldn't be classifying under 21 as underage, that was senior. And in 82 we got our first All-Ireland. And
just going back for a minute, you mentioned there, you know, that you know you got a team up to play a challenge game, an exhibition game before Dublin, Kerry, in a league game or whatever. People nowadays, the younger generation would find it very hard to believe, given the amount of times we get to Croke Park nowadays, that it was something that really you aren't doing.
Well, you know, as I said, they weren't there, and the former chairman of Board of Halcha out in Letterkenny,
Dennis Doyle.
Dennis was a big Vincent's man, and Dennis did a huge amount of work, and the Vincent's people kept. We had two teams. We played Vincent's on the Saturday evening and then had another team. And, of course, it was a huge. And I always remember they went out at the start and the amount of Donegal people in Dublin that came to that match to see a Donegal team that was a rarity at the particular time.
And think of it, 79, 82, probably a lot of that minor team went on to win the All-Ireland.
They did indeed. The first person that springs to mind, Matt Gallagher was there, and anybody that had relations, and Matt's uncle, one of the Mastersons from Sligo, he was living in Dublin at that time, and Matt stayed with him. So there were a huge amount of people that helped us out, and Tommy McDermott would have been in it. Jackie was there as team manager, and they played great. Sean Bonner played boys from all over the county. Huge effort to get them there and so forth. And I always say that was the start of the whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, they knew that there was something more. Soccer was beginning to come in televisions and everything else. And the whole idea was that we had something that we could market if we organised ourselves right.
And it's become a common enough occurrence now, and of course, two All-Irelands later at senior level. And of course, you were there in 1992. You were the chairman when the biggest day of all up to 2012.
Oh yes, it's funny, you know, that you still go and you meet people. I know you.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that used to interest me and give me great satisfaction if you went somewhere, and particularly down to Cador, and you went to a wake, you would just hear them saying Sinn Féin football, you know.
And of course you were doubly involved, you were chairman but you were also a mentor.
I was doubly involved, and I became a mentor before I became chairman, and 92 was the first year to be chair. And, of course, not many people have that honour. And I suppose Armagh, when they won their All-Ireland 2002, their chairman at the time, Joe Jordan, who has just passed away within the last couple of weeks, did it. And Danny Murphy himself did it when he was chairman of Down in 91. But a great honour. And a great turnaround in the fortunes of Donegal, but the respect that Donegal got, and not alone the respect that Donegal people had for their county and had for their county team there afterwards, that they weren't listening to the Galways, the Meads, Corks, Kerrys and everything else, that we were able to do it. And of course, I suppose one of the other big things is that all the other Ulster counties said, when Donegal can do it, we can do it.
And I know the time is catching up, but I just want to move on. You then, obviously, you served your term as Donegal chairman and moved on then to Ulster, didn't you?
I went to joined Ulster Council in 1995 after completing the 3 years. When I was elected in 92, I said I would do no more than 3 years. I disagreed with the thing that you stay on for 5, 6, 7 years and so forth. Didn't realise that my first year was going to be so hectic. And I know at the end of 3 years, I was very tired indeed. But I was lucky. My late wife Claire was tremendous support, and she was everywhere with me. Declan was at an age where he
that's your son, yeah.
son, where he could help.
And of course, he's probably listening in San Diego tonight, is it, or San Francisco? Or
he's now living in Los Angeles.
Right,
he's in Los Angeles now at the moment, and so the and there I got my award on Saturday night, and it was a double celebration because their daughter, the first child, was 1 year old on Saturday.
Your first grandchild.
My first grandchild as well. So it, I then became chairman of the coaching committee in Ulster and did about 8 years in coaching. Was later on, I was chairman of the Costa Gaeilge, and they all entitled you to become a member of Ulster Management, which was quite busy, lots of meetings, but by the time it happened, I had retired. So, and in latter years, I was chairman of the hearings committee,
yeah,
and was on a number of other committees as well. Yeah. And
a story that has never really, I don't know if it ever has come out fully publicly, but you played a part in the peace process as well. Maybe you could tell us about that, and maybe afterwards, certainly. My inside information tells me that you even maybe were shouldered around the H block at one stage, shouldered high. Maybe you could explain a little bit about that, or do you want to talk about it?
It's the, the hitch block was when we were in coaching.
That was after the Good Friday Agreement, wasn't it? Or coming up to it?
No, prior to the thing, the boys, a lot of them were there. And the people from the nationalist community would say were in the hitch block and other prisons, saw people from other sport coming in, people who are soccer inclined, rugby inclined and so forth, coaches coming in and doing coaching in the place, and there was no word of anything happening in the GAA. We eventually got permission to go in. Our problem then was to get coaches that were prepared to go in, and people like John Morrison went in there, John McElroy, that had no, but they had to be vetted and cleared and everything else, and you can imagine how strict it was. And so we went in, and
you were chair of the coaching committee at the time?
I was chairman of the coaching committee. Seamus McGrattan was secretary, and we set up, and the whole thing was, we were scrutinised, searched and everything else. And when you went in, you had mobile phones came later on, you had to leave those in cars, watches or anything else, jewellery, you had to get rid of that, and you went through a hell of a lot, you know. But as I said to the boys, right, let's keep walking, keep our heads high. And many of them were afraid because the relationship between a lot of these boys and the screws, as they call them,
these are the wouldn't prison be, officers. Yeah.
Prison officers wouldn't have been healthy in many places. And but we got started and everything else. And of course, I remember saying to Seamus McGrattan, Seamus hadn't any ears, I said, when I'm going to say a few words, I'm going to start in Irish just to be seen. And spoke my couple of words, told them who I was, why we were there and everything else, and I could look and I could see people smiling all around, to discover that they had a Gaelic class, Irish class going, and a good few of them were very fluent in Irish. And one of the occasions I was in, this person just shouted, and he says, how's things in Dunlow? And I was scratching the head, wondering how the heck, who's from here? I never heard about it.
Yeah.
But no, he wasn't from here, but he knew Dunlow well, and I'm not going to give any more information. But then.
And that was part of the preparing for Good Friday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And then we got the hurling in and started that. And Offaly won the hurling, and your boy Fleury was the captain.
Pat Fleury, yeah.
Yeah, and Pat Fleury when he heard about it, he says, I'll bring the McCarthy Cup with me and we'll go.
And he's a fluent Irish speaker as well.
And he was fluent Irish speaker, there wasn't, but he was prepared, and we got up and we got the cup in and everything else. And I suppose the great part of it is the boys inside decided that they had to make a presentation to us.
Yeah.
And they managed to get four Hurley sticks in, signed them, and did them up with an effigy of the H block on it and everything else. And how they did it, we don't know. But then we had the problem of how the hell we were going to get it out. So we got bin bags and wrapped them in bin bags and walked with the Hurley sticks out.
The Ulster Council, very, very well-run body.
One of the greatest appointments in the Ulster Council was Danny Murphy, who is now about to retire. Danny was a tremendous worker, a great brain, far-sighted person.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you've got all the awards now. You've got the GAA President Award, you've got the Ulster Council President Award, you're getting the Donegal Lifetime Achievement Award. I suppose the only one on the call now you can expect is the one from Michael D. Higgins, the President's Award.
Well, I don't think Michael D. would be coming this way. You know, he could be going abroad if we listen to. No, it's something that I enjoyed. It was great. Made many, many good friends. And it's something that I'm glad I did and had the time to do it. And I would stress that is no matter whether it's only the secretary of the club or the chairman of the club, you need time on your hands and you need great family backup as well, because there's nothing easy at the moment, and it is very demanding, and very satisfying and worth thing.
Oh, good, Niall, thanks a million, and enjoy it. And I know you have still a few more awards to pick up yet. Thanks a million. Sinné ón Clárcuma Núclas Céanna Seachtana, mo buíchas dó mo gí special tin all McCall agus dó Jimmy Stafford ar fóm, go dí an Seachtan, Johogan, slán agus Bannacht.